Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, we are going to talk about how to stop procrastinating. All right, this is a big one, so we're going to get into really what procrastination is on a deep level, and then we're going to give you some techniques and some practical methods that you can use right now to bust through whatever it is that you're procrastinating on. So I'm sure you have got one specific thing in mind right now that you have been procrastinating on. I know I have stuff that I procrastinate on. This has been a challenge for me personally in many areas of my life, from my business to my work, to gym, to nutrition. So all this stuff, you know, we can all procrastinate on it, and we all do it to some degree. For some of us, it's actually very, very crippling. And I've had areas in my life where it has been very crippling, very damaging to my results, and very wasteful of my time, and just wasteful of how I feel too. I tend to find that procrastination totally robs you of your mood and your excitement and just the joy of life and your happiness. So we're gonna get all that taken care of hopefully in the next 15 minutes. All right, so how to stop procrastination. Bottom line is that the cure for procrastination, and I know you do not wanna hear this, the cure for procrastination is action. The way that you cure procrastination is to act in spite of the resistance that you have, the fear that you have, the negative feelings that you have about not doing that thing. And the more you procrastinate, as I'm sure you have experienced personally, then the worse it gets. But if you break that cycle, then it really does break and things start to go smoothly for you. Of course, you know, that's easier said than done. So we're going to go into a little bit more depth on how to do this. First of all, let's understand what procrastination is. Procrastination is, more technically, I call it resistance. It's resistance to things. And resistance can literally be created towards anything. You gotta understand that as bad as it feels to be procrastinating on whatever it is that you're procrastinating on, and you might feel like, ah, this is such a painful thing, I don't wanna do it, it's gonna be so uncomfortable, it's gonna be so scary, it's gonna be so tedious, it's gonna be so boring, it's gonna be so monotonous, it's gonna be so emotional, it's gonna be so negative, whatever is your reason for resisting it. You gotta understand that that resistance is created within you. It's not really in the activity itself. And so, here's what you gotta understand about resistance, is that resistance is created anytime you make an activity a should, a must, or a need. So whenever you tell yourself this is something you have to do, this is something you must do, this is something you should do, then the resistance starts building up inside of you. Because your mind naturally tends to not want to do the things that it's told to do. It tends to just resist and rebel, even when the thing that it's being told to do is good for it, right? So maybe going to the gym, you know that going to the gym is good for you, but you just start to build up resistance because you start painting these negative movies in your mind about, well, if I have to go to the gym, that means I have to get off my couch, then I have to put on my shoes, then I gotta get in my car, it's cold outside, I gotta change clothes, then I gotta go, I gotta work out, I gotta get sweaty, that's so uncomfortable, then I gotta like push it hard on the treadmill, then I gotta push the weights really hard, then I'm gonna come home all exhausted, and I'm gonna be sweaty and sticky, I'm gonna have to go take a shower, and I just don't wanna do all that, I'm feeling tired, right? So it's this like negative movie that you build up in your head. And then of course, when you paint that, then you don't want to do it. And on the other hand, there's that other part of your mind that says, well, you have to do it. You promised yourself that you would do it. This is a must. You must go to the gym. And so you're in this tension. You're in this conflict. And it's creating a lot of pain for you. And a lot of times what happens is that you simply say, you know what? I know that I must, but this is just too painful, so I won't. And that's what happens. And that's because you're creating it. Too much of a need there, too much of a need. So what you have to really start to learn to do is to, instead of saying that you should or that you must do it, tell yourself that, you know what, I don't really need to do it, I could do it. So whatever you're procrastinating on right now, tell yourself, no, you know, you don't have to do it, strictly speaking. No one's holding a gun to your head. You have choice here, you have free choice. So yes, even though you understand that it's important to go to the gym for your health, you don't have to go to the gym. You could not go. Yes, there's going to be natural consequences there. But just allow yourself to get into into that possibility of choice is that you have choices here. You don't have to do your taxes. You don't have to have that conversation at work. You don't have to go in there and give that speech. You don't have to go in and ask your client for more money. You don't have to go and make more sales. You don't technically have to go and pay the bills. You don't have to. Now, in a lot of those cases, it would be nice to, but just let yourself get a little bit of release and a little bit of space in seeing that you do have choice. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have some negative consequences, but just accept that you do have choices in your life and that you could be doing these things versus you should be doing them. That's going to give you a little bit of relief. Next is really allow the feeling of resistance. A lot of times when we're feeling resistance and we're procrastinating, the thing that really is hurting us the most is that feeling in our body of being resistant to something. It's like this tension there, and it feels so bad. What you want to do is instead of resisting that resistance, just let yourself feel it. Allow yourself to feel it, right? Just like take a couple of deep breaths and just watch yourself feeling that resistance. Just by doing that and allowing yourself to feel it, you're going to start to turn it around and flip it around. Because once you stop running away from it, it's actually not as bad as you make it out to be in your mind. Your movie tends to be much worse than the reality on the ground. It's usually not as bad, in fact, doing your taxes as you think it is. It's not as bad going to the gym as you make it out to be. It's not as bad having that conversation with someone as you think it is. It's usually very catastrophized and exaggerated in your mind. So just kind of allow yourself to feel that resistance. That's going to start you on your way. All right. The next thing I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you a little technique, which is a quick version of the Sedona method, which is a very powerful way to release emotions, especially negative emotions, that you can use to unblock yourself from resistance. So here's how Sedona method works, and I have other videos that you want to check out, search for them on Sedona method. So you can find those on actualize.org. Sedona method basically works like this. Whatever feeling you have, there's like a 3 or 4 step process here. So first is you're in some sort of bad mood. You're in some sort of bad feeling. And here is resistance. You're procrastinating. So you're resisting, let's say, going to the gym. The first question that you ask yourself is you say, can I just allow myself to feel this without running away from it, without resisting it? Can I just allow myself to feel this feeling? And sure enough, you just kind of allow yourself to feel it. Okay? And you just kind of let it well up inside of you. Let yourself really feel it in your body. So once you've got that, you're feeling this resistance to going to the gym. Now, what you want to do is you want to ask yourself, and you ask yourself silently, could I let this go? Could I let this feeling go? And then answer. You answer yes or no. And you can answer either yes or no. If you feel extremely resistant and you really feel like you can't let it go, then say no. If you feel like you can let it go, say yes. So could you let it go in theory? Let's say yes, I could let it go in theory. Then you move on to the next question. Would you let it go? If you can let it go and you said that you could, then would you let it go? And again, answer as yes or no. Would you want to let it go if you could? And just answer yes or no. So let's say, okay, yes, I would let it go if I could. Then move on to the third question, the last question, which is, when would you let it go if you could? And again, let's say, okay, well, if I could let it go and I chose to let it go, then I would want to let it go right now. And that's it. You went through the Sedona method. And what you do is you do that a couple of times. You cycle through it 3 or 4 times. Each time letting that feeling well up inside of you and then asking yourself those questions. What you'll find, even though this seems very silly and simplistic, is that this is an extremely effective method for dissipating emotions and especially resistance. If you run this method on whatever resistance you have right now to any problem in your life, I guarantee you that you'll get rid of it within 4 to 10 iterations. If it's a very, very strong resistance, probably will take 10 iterations of that questioning process. If it's a mild resistance, you can probably get rid of it within 3 or 4 iterations. So this will only take you 5 or 10 minutes. So extremely effective technique. Don't dismiss it just because of its simplicity. All right, The next technique I'm going to give you is kind of the reverse of Sedona, and this is a positive Sedona method. So here we were working on letting go of a negative emotion, and now I'm going to ask you to accept a positive emotion, and that is, ask yourself this question. Could you allow yourself to get excited about this? Ask yourself that. Is it possible for you to get excited about this activity? So going to the gym, doing your taxes, having that conversation or anything else. Is it possible to get excited? Just ask yourself and think about it and answer yes or no. And what you'll find is that, yeah, there is some way for you to get excited. Come up with one way. What's one little thing you can do that will make it exciting for you? Maybe it's you can get excited about going to the gym and listening to some nice music while you're there. Or maybe you can get excited about having this conversation, and in that conversation, maybe saying something positive to the person, even though the conversation is generally you think is going to go negatively. Say, give them a compliment. That could be something that you can get excited about. Or maybe doing these taxes, you can get excited about something within that tax process. Maybe you can get excited about getting a refund. Maybe you can get excited about finally having this off your plate, right? Something. Find a little thing that you can get excited about. And just feel it. Let yourself feel that. You're going to start to feel that the resistance will dissipate as the excitement comes into play. The next thing I want you to do is, if you're really serious about getting rid of this resistance, after this video is done, take 5 to 10 minutes. Sit down in a quiet place, and you're going to do a visualization of yourself doing this activity. This is huge. If you do this visualization, I can almost guarantee that you're going to bust through the resistance. So just sit down, close your eyes, put a timer on, and visualize yourself doing the activity, especially the beginning part of it, the starting of it. So visualize yourself getting off the couch, putting on your tennis shoes, changing your clothes, getting in your car, driving to the gym, and getting on that first exercise, whatever that is for you. Visualize that in vivid detail. And try to visualize yourself being excited about it. You know, force that excitement. Picture yourself being excited. What did it feel like when you were doing that for the first time? Weren't you excited when you went to the gym for the first time? You probably were, right? That's why you went. And do that with anything else. Do that with your taxes. Picture yourself sitting down at the computer, logging into your accounting software or however you do it, or calling up your accountant or going into the accountant office, driving in there, pulling out the paperwork, going through all the files, and starting your taxes. Because starting is the hardest part. Once you begin, you're done. It's the starting that's the hard part. The rest of it, you're in flow, it's easy, it comes naturally. So picture yourself, visualize for 5 or 10 minutes, getting into the action, really getting into it and feeling excited about that. Okay, and the final point that I'm going to make here as we're getting off the topic of procrastination is I want you to become a watcher. I want you to become an observer of your procrastination in action without trying to change it. So what our natural tendency is that when we procrastinate, we tend to resist the procrastination because we tend to say, well, I shouldn't be procrastinating. This is bad. I should change it. But then you say to yourself, well, but it's so painful. I can't change it. I'm stuck in this rut. I'm stuck in this spiral. And it just takes you lower and lower and lower and lower. Instead, what I want you to do is when you notice yourself going down that spiral, I want you to just kind of take a few deep breaths, pause, and kind of step outside yourself. Imagine yourself stepping outside and just kind of looking at yourself, becoming the watcher, the observer, and just notice and allow yourself to procrastinate as you're watching. So just allow yourself, for example, to lie there on the couch watching television and just observe yourself doing that and observe yourself procrastinating and not going to the gym when you know you should, and just observe that. What you'll find is as you become the watcher and as you become conscious of your procrastination, your resistance to the procrastination, a lot of it is going to dissipate, and you're going to find yourself just spontaneously getting off the couch and doing the thing that you want to be doing, the thing that you know is good for you. Because when you're consciously aware of something, you're not going to be self-sabotaging. Self-sabotage only happens unconsciously. So really, that spotlight of attention, of awareness, is a subtle but a very big factor in busting through that resistance and that procrastination that you've got. And then the last point that I'm going to make is baby step it. start small. If you've got some sort of big project to do, if you've got a whole book to write, if you've got a big business proposal to create, if you've got a massive presentation to plan, if you've got a lot of tax, accounting, paperwork to go through, just take that baby step. After you've done these visualizations and you've done the Sedona method, go out there and take the first little baby step. Don't even tell yourself that you're going to do it all. Just say, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym and I'm just going to go and do one exercise. I'm just going to do one rep. I'm going to do one rep of that bicep curl. I'm going to do just 5 minutes of the treadmill. Just 5 minutes of the treadmill, and then I'm going to go home. So baby step it and allow yourself to do that if you need to. Maybe that first day that you start your gym regimen again, you know, just allow yourself to go to the gym and literally spend 5 minutes on that treadmill and do one rep of a bicep curl and then go back home. Give yourself that break. And if you're starting your taxes and you're sitting down to do them, allow yourself to just do 10 minutes of tax work and then go back to watching television. That's it. Start small. Baby step it. Then the next day, do another 5 minutes. Next day, do another 5 minutes. Same thing if you're procrastinating on writing a book or anything else in your life. All right, this is it for procrastination. I have more ideas on procrastination because this is a deep topic, so go ahead and check that out on my site. Please like this, share this, comment down below, and check out actualize.org. Sign up to my free newsletter where you get advanced personal development videos like this where we cover topics like procrastination and how to generally rock it in your life. How to create a charged, amazing kind of life where you're doing the stuff you want to do and you're not feeling these kind of negative emotions all the time. How to gain emotional self-mastery. You can find all that at actualize.org and especially on my newsletter.